On today's episode, we got injury news, starts, sits, a little this or that, and some fan mail.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless, hardly ever politically correct. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. Today is October 21st, Thursday. This is episode 60. I am joined by Phil and Jordan. Phil is in a bubble wrap cast, and Jordan is back from vacation. How are we doing, guys? Phil, you said you mobile?
You forgot to say Jordan has his Mickey Mouse ears on.
Well, that's not...
That is not true.
Here's the thing about me. I'm like a good mix of, you know, let's call it like a coyote and a cockroach. And the reason I say that is because even in a nuclear war, daddy's going to survive. And that's just the thing about me. You know, I'm 4 days out from this ankle injury. I'm already, you know, kind of moving around a little bit. I'm bouncing around a little bit, kind of moving, you know, shadow boxing. And so you would never know I'm injured. I am on crutches at times, but outside of that, you know, I'm mostly okay.
I'm pretty sure you just...
Did you break your ankle? Like, I don't even know what's going on. Like, what did you do?
So we were playing football, and I rolled my ankle pretty bad, and it didn't immediately swell up, but it hurt. Like, I don't know. I felt like I was going through the worst pain of my life. And then someone had to drive me home because I couldn't drive home because it's my driving foot.
did they help you off the field?
No, I crawled.
Was it a 10-second crawl, Phil, or was it like a 10-minute detour? Like, I'm hearing mixed stories from guys. We need to know.
It was faster than a turtle, slower than a hare. I'll say that.
Okay. Here's the deal. You've been making fun of Russell Wilson's finger injury for being in a wheelchair, but I'm pretty sure you like rolled your ankle and you ordered a motor scooter.
No, here's borderline. Here's the problem. I've been making fun of Trent's ankle injury most of my life, post-Trent's ankle injury, and now it's just like, I don't want to say karma. I hate saying people always say that. I can't stand when people say that. It's just
karma.
It's so unfortunately annoying. It's so annoying when people say, I think we could all agree that should be a survey. I know we stopped doing surveys, but people who say karma, you know, should take a swift elbow right to the jawline or something like that. But
this
anyhow,
is the better. Goes around comes around. What goes around comes around, Phil. You made fun of Trent for years and years.
Yeah.
And then you just a little ankle sprain just put you down.
Okay, don't say little ankle sprain. I'm in pain here.
He has it wrapped in ace bandage and some bubble wrap they got from Amazon, and he's like, yeah.
Okay, question.
Anyhow.
Is it swollen?
No, so my ankle's not swollen as much. It's more my foot now.
Is it black and bruised?
Yes. Yeah, it is. So okay. It's not broken. I got an x-ray. You know, like I said, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, TJ Watt. I grew up drinking milk at dinner, lactose-free though, just because that would cause problems if I didn't. And I'm feeling good though. So
You're the only person I know who's got an x-ray within 2 days of spraining their ankle.
The doctor recommended it, Jordan.
Who goes to the doctor for a sprained ankle?
It was as big as a house. I'm not even joking. I couldn't fit it in my... Well, I wear skinny jeans, slim fit, I'll say. I couldn't fit my foot in my jeans.
Yeah, they look like they're painted on, you know? Like, they're practically, you know, blue yogas. But anyways, enough with Phil's IR. Phil is off the IR for podcasting. Apparently, you know, you need your ankle to podcast. That's something we found out. Anyways, I am playing Jordan in a league this week. He wanted to do a kicker truce. And then, you know, I actually thought about it. He's like, hey, I don't want to drop my kicker. Your kicker's on a bye. Neither of us drop our kickers. I look at my roster. It's like, Jordan, I'm going to have to drop like five guys. Like, you're for sure going to win. Yes, I'm dropping my kicker. I want you to drop your kicker too. So it's like, you know what? This just cheesed me off, Phil. Like, this is my whole team's on a bye. And he's like, hey, you want to not drop kickers? It's like, yeah, Jordan, I also don't want to drop Dalvin Cook, Dak Prescott, Keenan Allen. You know, like, my whole team's on bye. And he's like, worried about my kicker.
Yeah, this guy.
Well, my point
was that. It doesn't surprise me.
you were going to have to drop Trent. You have to pick up a kicker anyways, so it's not like it's like taking up a roster spot. Yeah. But he's right. I would have been an advantage because I would have had whole, my whole team, and he would have had.
I'm starting Sony Michelle.
I know. Hey, here's the deal. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm not dropping my kicker in that league. Okay. I'm going to play you without a kicker.
That just cheeses me off. Yeah, my bench
Cheddar,
and I'm gonna be
my bench is Zach.
I
Moss.
Hope Jordan, please don't go. If we can't go 0-2 as a pod against Jordan, I lost to him last week.
Okay, well, Phil, I'm playing you in the listener league, so that means we have an egg bet on the line, and I pretty much have the same roster in that league. So I have tons of buys. I got Najee on buy. So, Phil, I basically am going to go 0-2 versus you guys this week. I've just accepted that. I have my whole bench on buy versus Jordan, so there's that.
You know what they say, cream rises to the top, so.
All right, well, let me just go ahead, and I'll have you, Phil, crawl into the injury news and take it from there.
All right, so, yeah, I am crawling into the injury news here. So Chubb to sit out again, and Hunt goes on IR. Baker not playing. David Njoku ready to play, and it looks like Jarvis Landry will be activated. One other one there is OBJ is questionable, I believe. And then same game, Teddy Bridgewater does expected to play tonight. But can you guys just confirm? I'm about 90% sure OBJ is going to be a game time decision. Is that correct?
Well, they just said this morning facing uphill battle to play.
Okay, so well,
that's not good news.
Yeah, we'll likely not see him. Yeah. I
heard yesterday or Monday he said he said I'm hopeful I'm a game time decision.
Yeah, that's not a.
That's like what Phil texted me after his ankle injury. He said, "I'm hopeful I'm a game time decision to do the podcast."
The problem is that's almost exactly what I texted him. So that game is going to be just a total dumpster fire. And also don't say dumpster fire. That game is going to be less than ideal. It'll be interesting for sure. Case Keenum, my boy, it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Revenge game.
Let's move on here. Revenge game. So let's move on here. Dawson Knox, broken hand. Trent, the tight end whisperer, I think maybe put a little spell on him. He is on IR, threw a touchdown with a broken hand, though, which is pretty sweet. Like, you know, that would be like me catching a touchdown after I rolled my ankle. It just doesn't happen.
Or doing a podcast after you rolled your ankle. Dawson Knox is just, he's not happy with you, Phil. That's the only way I'm going to say it.
So Tommy Sweeney will be their top tight end to replace him. Obviously, I do think there's fantasy implications there, Jordan, especially with how much work Dawson Knox was getting. I think Stephon Diggs, I think he spreads the ball around a little bit more, but I think Tommy Sweeney still gets some targets there.
I think it's low-key really hurts the Bills' offense because Allen was really relying on Knox.
Yeah.
The person I think this actually helps the most is Cole Beasley.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
I think it helps him the most because of kind of that middle of the field stuff, the end zone looks, the red zone looks. I think this helps Cole Beasley the most. I think they rely more on, last year they relied on Beasley a lot in the slot and kind of in the middle of the field, more of the three wide receiver sets. I think now they'll rely on Knox. I mean, Beasley more, kind of go back to that without Knox. I don't know how much they'll use Sweeney a ton. I think it helps Cole Beasley the most.
Since we're on the Bills, can we talk about Monday night really quickly? Because Trent actually did the podcast on Sunday. So there was no action that happened after that. What did you guys think about going on it on 4th and 1?
It's like the equivalent of me going and playing Trent without a kicker. You know, you're 4-1. You know, you don't really have anything to lose. Like, you can kind of just do whatever the heck you want.
No, you have everything to lose.
What do they have to lose? They're 4-1. They're going to be 4-2. They're the best team in football.
No,
they're on the road. They're on the road. Like, if they get, it's like a Monday. It's going to be a short week. Do you really want to get out of there that late? If you get out later, you're not going to get back until early Tuesday morning. It's kind of like one of those things where you're on the road, short week. Just get out of there. You're either getting out of there or going home.
That is the most uncoaching thing I've ever heard of you, Jordan. I don't want to get out of here late. So I'm gonna go for a fourth and one.
But we're talking about professional athletes, right? And short week football. Like, I guarantee that's exactly what he's thinking.
Trent,
he wants to win
think?
Or lose. He doesn't want to go to overtime.
Seems like everybody's going on fourth and short this year. Don't you agree that more teams are going for it on fourth?
No, yeah,
this year?
I agree that they're going on fourth and short, but they could have kicked a field goal and tied the game up.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, he did not want to go to overtime.
No, well, obviously they didn't go to overtime either. They lost.
Well, but that's why. That's why he didn't want to. He did not want to go to overtime. He just like, I don't want to be like, we're on the road. At home, he's definitely kicking that football.
Do you think his defense was just kind of like, hey, we don't want any more of Henry, man. Like, let's get the win.
Yeah, I just think he was just like, I don't, like, it's, there's nothing. Yeah. I mean, it's a 16-game, 17-game mm-hmm. season. There's an extra game this year. Like, I think it's honestly a smart thing. Like, you got to manage things. And
D coordinator made a business decision.
I don't
decision.
Know, like. Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with it.
From a guy who was arguing wins in the preseason to a guy who's arguing losses in the actual season, I'll take your word for it.
You asked me what I thought, and I'm telling you, would I have done it? That's a different story, but I'm telling you what he was thinking most likely.
All right, I get it.
Keep going through this.
Let's move on here. So Saquon Barkley, Kenny Golladay, Kadarius Toney sat out practice looking unlikely at any of them. Sounds like the team isn't putting Tony on IR. Man, this is just you'll have full squads, and we'll get to the Chiefs here. But man, this is a rough one for the Giants, and I don't know really what you do with. I think a lot of people have been talking about Daniel Jones, and maybe we'll get into him a little bit more. I know Trent will probably want to talk to him, but yeah, I think this is a rough one for them. It's not like they're having the most stellar season, so I don't think this is really going to impact their numbers all that much. Mm-hmm. Anything to say there? You guys want me to move on?
Nah, I keep going.
Julio Jones dealing with a hamstring injury. It also looks like on the we kind of have some news about AJ Brown dealing with some sickness. It doesn't look like it's COVID. I think they probably would have been a little bit more open about that. But those are kind of the two major ones that we have out in Tennessee. Antonio Gibson stress fracture in his shin. He's had it since week four. Yeah, I mean, you guys think he's going to play? What do you guys think there on the Antonio Gibson?
I think he's going to play. I just don't know how much. Like, I just think it's kind of a pain tolerance. Like, how much can you take? I think it's not going to heal till the offseason, right?
Yeah, I think this is something that, honestly, is just kind of messing up both him. It's just making their backfield almost borderline unplayable because they're both just there, and they're both just okay. I don't know. It's tough. And their team's not good enough to where they can just really run the ball. A lot. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think McKissick is somewhat in play this week with all the buys.
Yeah, I think so.
But
do you have anything to say to me about? So, we're just because we're on the Washington football team, anything to say about the Heinicke start?
I mean, it was the right game script. You just didn't get it done.
All right, moving on here. Gronk still dealing with rib injury. You know, that one's kind of a bummer, and I think he's questionable right now. I have a feeling he probably doesn't play.
They don't need him.
What do you guys think?
I don't think they need him, so they're going to use him.
Yep. Trey Lance did not practice on Wednesday. It looks like Jimmy G was limited, but he says he feels good, real good, which that's a very Jimmy G thing to say. Any thoughts on that there, guys?
No, I don't have anything to say on that.
Cool. Jordy?
They're both just not, I don't know. Like, I don't think they're both really either that good. So
at this point, I think I'd rather play Trey Lance and just kind of build for the future, but that's just my opinion.
Trey's probably better for fantasy too, mm-hmm. but Garoppolo is probably at this point a better real life quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how, I mean, but it's like, he's not that good of a real life quarterback. So even though Niner fans will disagree with me there.
All right, so moving on to the Chiefs. CEH was placed on IR. Kelsey has a neck injury, and it does seem like it's going to be serious enough to where he's not. He may be.
It's not serious enough. It's not. It's not very serious.
Apologies.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be like Chris Carson's. Mm-hmm. Like it's a neck injury, but it's not like a Chris Carson situation. Tyreek Hill missed practice with a quad injury. I don't think there's ever a time where you're going to say like, hey, don't start Patrick Mahomes, but this looks pretty rough. I don't know. What do you guys think about this week for the Chiefs?
Kelce and Hill will play, don't you think, Jordan? I monitor it on Friday and see how they practice and everything. Yeah,
it's the same thing that Tyreek dealt with last week. He had the same issue last week. Yeah, I mean they have the they're playing the Titans this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean that's
they need them.
The Titans defense is not very good. Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, that kind of goes over our injury report there. Any thoughts? Anything else that you guys want to add there as we went over those injuries?
It's just going to be a crazy like Sunday morning. Like, pay attention, you know, for season long, honestly. And sometimes it doesn't matter for season long, but like DraftKings stuff. If you're playing DraftKings this weekend, like it's just going to be like Sunday morning. I feel like it's going to be nuts as far as just like guys inactive, active, questionable game time decisions. So,
yeah, I agree.
We'll see.
Yeah. Trent, you want me to move into this or that here?
Yeah, move into this or that. That's just our game we kind of play of half-point PPR scoring of just guys this guy we'd rather start or that guy we'd rather start. And remember, guys, don't be rude. Tell a dude. Follow us on Instagram or Twitter at TFFDudes. We have a DraftKings tournament for the Sunday slate. That link will be in the show notes. So for more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com and sign up for our dudes letter, and we send out just a weekly report. So, go ahead and get into this or that, Phil.
Awesome. And also, don't forget to include those goodies that Jordan has on usually every Saturday morning. Kicks down a little video there.
Yeah, Jordan's been doing his DFS article, you know, and I include that link in the email as well. So go ahead and sign up for that. Jordan does a little DFS link and some bets, so just some good stuff. I think you went 2 for 3 on that last week, Jordan.
Yeah, I went 2 for 3 on the bets again. It's been like 2 or 3 weeks in a row where I went 2 for 3.
Yeah.
Can't quite get that 3 for 3 yet.
But wasn't that
close?
They were pretty close. What was the one that you missed? Someone had to get a second TD or a TD?
Kareem Hunt needed a touchdown.
No,
right?
Well, that was for, I had like a $5, like just fun parlay, like 6 guys to score a touchdown. And if Kareem Hunt would have scored, I would have cashed that. But On the bet I gave on the article, I need one more catch from Darren Waller.
Oh.
I didn't get there. So
bummer. All right, let's move into this or that. So Matt Ryan or Derek Carr?
I'm gonna go Matt Ryan.
I agree.
All right. Derek Carr or Sam Darnold?
Derek Carr.
I'm going to go see.
What about this week? What about this week?
This is all just week? For, yeah, this is all this week.
This week? Okay, perfect.
This is this week. Yeah, like Carr has the Eagles this week. I like that matchup
and
a little
Darnold
better.
And Darnold has Panthers. The Giants. Yep. So I'm going to.
Yeah, sorry, the Giants.
I'm going to go
yeah.
with Darnold.
I just.
Yep. All right. AJ Green or Christian Kirk?
I think I'm going to go with AJ Green. What do you think, Jordan?
Shoot, without looking at how much they're playing, I think I lean AJ Green. Because I think AJ Green's playing a little more.
Mm-hmm. I would say the points would match up with what you're saying as well there, Jordy. Trent?
AJ Green.
AJ Green. Henry Ruggs or Tim Patrick?
Ruggs.
Ruggs.
All right. Tanny or Matt Ryan?
I'm going to go with Matt Ryan again.
Against the struggling Chiefs defense.
It's that's a juicy matchup, though. But Matt Ryan has just as good a matchup, too. I'm going to go Matt Ryan, too.
All right.
Just because I think Tennessee runs the ball too much.
Hunter Henry or Ricky Seals-Jones?
I think I'm going to go with Hunter Henry. He kind of seems to be Mac Jones's guy.
Ricky Seals-Jones. The issue with Hunter Henry is I don't think the targets are there, and I don't know if he's playing enough snaps.
Yeah.
But I just like Ricky Seals-Jones. He looks so good, too.
He does.
You see his touchdown last week?
Yeah, they're both pretty
40-yard
similar,
touchdown.
Think. Yeah.
I just trust RSJ a little more.
Matt Ryan or Joe Burrow?
I'm going to go Ryan.
Ryan.
Ryan. Darnell Mooney or Jacoby Myers?
I'm going to go Jacoby.
So Chicago plays the – who Chicago play this week? They play the –
they play the Bucks.
Yeah, it's like the best matchup you can. I'm going to go – I still think it's still Jacoby just based on volume, and he's the number one guy there.
Mm-hmm. It seems like Jones is getting...
It's a great matchup for Mooney, though. Yeah,
Jones is getting a little better, too, it seems like, every week. All right, so...
I just don't know if they need to throw the ball in that matchup. We can talk about that more when we get to that game.
That's true. But.
All right. Yeah. It'll be that one will be interesting, too. Trent, what were you going to say there?
I was just going to get into our matchups. Jordan, do you have the pick'em results from last week, from week six?
Yes.
We had...
Yes.
How'd it go?
Unfortunately, it's another week where Trent takes a W again.
The champ is here.
So Phil and I went 9-5, and Trent went 10-4. So Trent picked up another game on us, and I am still two games back of Phil. So...
And how many? I'm behind two games behind Trent, aren't I?
No, you're like four now. Four.
Dang.
No. I lied. You're two games back.
That's what I thought. Man. Okay.
Yeah. So now I'm four games back.
Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, this is probably one of the weeks to try and catch up here with all these.
I don't know though. This injuries. So this week. So just. Bye week reminder, we got Buffalo Bills, Dallas Cowboys, Jacksonville Jaguars, Los Angeles Chargers, Minnesota Vikings, Pittsburgh Steelers. There are some crazy spreads this week. Like normally the spreads are a lot closer, I would say. We have like some 16-point spreads and stuff. Like I don't know. I don't feel as comfortable picking upsets this week. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, not in those games, but there's a couple others that might be all right.
All right.
Not crazy upsets, I guess you'd say. Yeah. Yeah.
There's less coin flip games this week. There's less pick'em games this week than there have been.
All right. Well, let's jump into those matchups, Phil. Hey, if you guys like the episode, share it with a friend. That's probably the most you could help us with. And follow and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Go ahead and jump into that Thursday night game, Phil. And
yep. So, are you ready there?
Yeah, go for it.
About that?
Go for it.
So we have Denver at Cleveland. Cleveland is favored by 1.5, and the line is at 41.
I'm
Jordan. You have. Oh, go ahead, Trent.
I'm not super excited about this game. It probably will be a good game with all the injuries, right? Like, I mean, score
41.
Score wise, it'll be a good game. So score wise, it'll be a good game, but I don't know if it'll be fun to watch. I don't know if there'll be good fantasy. I would almost say sit everyone. I do have
a couple. I have a sit here. So I'm going to go ahead and sit the Broncos running backs here. Just both MG3 and Javonte. I think the best way to beat Cleveland is through the air, right? Like they're a lot. You can pull up the numbers here, but they are a lot worse through the air than they are on the ground. So, like, Cleveland's defense, they give up the fifth most points to wide receivers and quarterbacks, but are 25th in points allowed to the running backs. So, they give up 17 points a game to running backs. And they're just in a true timeshare, both Williams and Gordon. I don't think you can trust them. I think Cleveland is going to just rely on their defense. They're going to try to muddy up this game a ton. Without Baker. So, yeah, I don't trust the Broncos running backs this week. I think there's better options, even though there is a lot of guys on bye weeks. But I just think if you can, I would like to avoid Gordon and Javonte this week.
Without spending too much time on it, can you swap sides and talk a little bit on the Browns running backs a little bit? I think it's worth mentioning. Obviously, we have two starters out. But I think it's worth talking about. I know that you guys talk trash on me for being a Demetric Felton fan, but I think him and D'Ernest Johnson are going to get some work. D'Ernest Johnson is supposed to start, but I think Demetric Felton is going to light it up today, just for what it's worth. I'm excited just to watch him play. I'll say that.
Phil, did you know who Demetric Felton was before I mentioned him to you?
No, at the beginning of the season, I saw him play. I was like, man, who is this dude? So then I started looking him up.
You said You said that I talked. We talked trash.
It was
to you
mainly
about, like,
me.
It was mainly Trent. Remember, okay. I was like, so I saw the third string guy at Cleveland actually looks pretty good.
Yes.
Like a blocking down,
yes.
And he looks good in on passing downs.
Yes.
And Trent's like, he played like five downs. How could you? He looked solid on all those five downs, Trent. So let me know when you have five plays in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Anyhow,
let me know when
Jordan,
you can walk
we talking
again.
Anyhow, Jordan, just talk about him for a second. I'm not going to let you skip over this Trent.
I like Felton a lot. Like, I think he's a good athlete. He can play wide receiver and running back. It seems though, like what they're going to do is kind of put Dearness Johnson in that Nick Chubb role and probably play Felton a little more in that Hunt role, a little more the pass catching back. With all their injuries though, like if OBJ doesn't play. And if Landry
looks like Landry's
going
to
play, he's not
going
to be a full
go.
But I don't know if it'll be full go. They could run Felton out there at wide receiver snaps too. So
I would,
which
be
they
surprised.
Do with Hunt too.
Yeah,
they'll line Hunt out wide. So yeah, I think Felton more in the Kareem Hunt role, Dearness Johnson more in that Chubb role. But we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how they use them.
I think Felton, the ADOT's not going to be super high on him, but I think that I honestly think he's going to catch a lot of short passes and he's going to make people miss because Case Keenum is throwing the ball. If they let Case Keenum throw the ball at all, for what it's worth. But anyhow, we can, I don't think there's much else there to cover. Go ahead, Jordan.
Trent, you're okay starting Sutton and Fant, right? I think those are the only guys. Sutton, Fant.
Yeah, I'd start those two.
Sutton, Fant, and maybe the Browns running backs if you need to.
Maybe if you're like...
And both defenses.
Yeah, maybe if you're really hurting on bye weeks, like I've thought about throwing Donovan Peoples-Jones out there. Like, but with Case Keenum, I'm not excited about it. So with Baker, I thought about it. I don't know if you really want to do that. Unless you just absolutely have no one, then you're not doing it. So I think we can move on with this game as much as I love talking about Felton. But my score prediction for tonight is I'm going to go with the Browns winning this game. Man, I'm going to go 21-17 Browns.
I'm going to go 21-17 Broncos.
I'm going 21-13 Cleveland.
Wow, you guys really trust Case? I wouldn't trust Case Keenum with a 10-foot ball. Or touch taste. That's the wrong saying right there.
Well, you wouldn't trust him with it. What is he going to do? Like, push it in?
I wouldn't touch him. There's no way I'd put any money or like back Case Keenum at all. Like,
and they don't have any running back. I'm just going to go with the home team and Minnesota Miracle, baby. Remember that Minnesota Miracle? Like, come on, Jordan. That was a while ago, though. All right, getting that next game.
All right, we're
Phil.
Spending too much time on this. Yeah, let's go. So we have Atlanta. At Miami, Atlanta favored by 2.5 with a line at 47.5. Trent, I know both you guys have someone in there. Trent, why don't you go ahead and I'll let you start here.
I have Matt Ryan as a start of the week. Trevor Lawrence just torched this Miami defense last week. I know Xavier Howard did not play, I don't believe, in London, and he might play this week. He might not. We don't really go over defensive injuries too much on this podcast. I believe he will play, but I think the Falcons really are getting in the rhythm. Kyle Pitts is getting involved. Calvin Ridley still hasn't had a blow-up game yet. Cordell Patterson's kind of been their main offensive weapon so far this far in the season. I believe Matt Ryan has four games in a row with at least two touchdown passes. Matt Ryan is a very solid bye-week quarterback candidate. I think he's going to be one of the top 12 quarterback this week. I don't think you can go wrong with Matt Ryan versus this Dolphins defense. So start up your Matt Ryan. I think the Falcons are going to start playing pretty good football on the offensive side. I don't know what you think about that, Jordan, but you want me to throw it over to you at your offensive start?
Yeah. So, I mean, I went back and forth between the guy I have and Matt Ryan, and I'm going with Tua on the other side in that game. So, I think what this thinks is we both think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game. Not a lot of defense played. Tua gets a great matchup with the Falcons. Miami can't run the ball right now. I don't know if you'll go and look through their box scores. Like, just through their – they can't run. They're giving the ball to, like, four different guys five times. And they're throwing a ton. Like, Tua, first game back, threw 47 times it last week. In a game where they were, like, they were up some of the game. I mean, so it wasn't like they were down three touchdowns the whole game where they had to throw. They just can't run. Falcons give up the seventh most fantasy points to the quarterback position. And I just think Tua looked pretty good coming off injury last week. So, it's tough turnaround coming. I was surprised they didn't have a bye this week. I was really confused by that.
Me too.
I don't, but coming back from London, but it's just about, it's about as good a matchup as you can get for them. I think they're clicking on offense a little bit with Tua. So yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. And I like Tua this week. I think he's right there with Matt Ryan. If you need a, bye week fill in. I kind of like this game on DraftKings a little bit too. I don't know if it'll be owned or not. It's tough. You know, people really want to put their money behind Tua and Matt Ryan led offenses, but Calvin Ridley is 6,600 on DraftKings. In my opinion, that's just too cheap.
What are you looking at for like a Waddle? Matt Ryan. Oh, sorry, Jordy. What are you looking at?
Go ahead.
What are you looking at for like Waddle right now?
I didn't see his price. I feel like he was, I didn't write his name down, so that usually means he's probably a little bit too expensive, but okay. He's obviously fine if you were like stacking to the Dolphins side, or you stacking Matt Ryan, Calvin Ridley.
Waddle's 5'6".
And then you wanted to bring him. Yeah, if you want to bring Waddle back. I don't mind it. I think I like Gesicki a little bit better as a bring back, but yeah. I like the game. I like the game.
Is that because he had such a big game last week, you think, that his price went up?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
And they played early, so the DraftKings algorithm had the whole day to, you know, adjust for that. What you'll see is the Sunday night game won't get factored in because they have the prices released before Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. Gotcha. All right. I mean, obviously you're feeling good about all his weapons then there as well. Anything else you guys want to go over on this game here?
I'd fire up all your Falcons receivers, Gesicki.
Yeah.
Waddle. I don't know if Parker might play. He's a little banged up. Yeah.
I don't know if I would touch any of the Dolphins wide receivers past Jalen Waddle and Gesicki though. Like Gesicki, Waddle. I'm not playing any of the running backs.
Yeah. Options are limited this week though, so it's a little harder to say sit
I guess
people,
you
right?
could, but Gaskins like he's just not getting the volume like at all, mm-hmm. except for that one week where Phil had him as a sit.
Here's the thing. This week I could see him catching a decent amount of passes. Like I wouldn't be surprised if they start utilizing him a little bit more in the pass, or I mean if they use him this week in the passing game. Go ahead, Jordan.
Trent, do you think Mike Davis you need to play in this week?
I think you have to play him, especially just looking at the options that you have. Like, there's no one. Like, I'm playing Sony Michel. Like, I would love to have Mike Davis on a team. Like, I don't love it, but he's probably a top 20 running back this week. Like, there's just no one to choose from.
If this was a full slate of games, I would say there's no way you're playing Mike Davis. But
he scored last time they played.
I'm going to take the Falcons here.
I'm going Falcons as well.
I'll go Falcons. All right, moving on here. We have the Panthers in New York. The Panthers are favored by 3, and the line is at 43.
I like Darnold in this game. The defense is a little, you know, Darnold threw the ball 40 times last week, and he didn't even complete 50% of his passes. I believe Robbie Anderson had 10 targets last week. Like, at some point, something has to give with those targets, right? Like, Robbie Anderson's going to have a blow-up game, I think, sooner or later. But I like Robbie Anderson potentially just – it's a bad week, guys. Like, you're starting your DJ Moore. Other side of the ball, I'm not – I believe I actually – I almost made – oh, I have Daniel Jones as a sit in this game. He's – Pro Football Focus has him ranked as QB12 on the week. I just don't see him finishing as a quarterback 12. I know he has that rushing ability, but I'm not seeing that. He had, 5 points last week? His receiving core is really beat up. He has Sterling Shepard back, Evan Ingram. I just don't feel comfortable with them. Do you think the Panthers are just going to get torched again after what happened with Kirk Cousins last week, Jordan? maybe they aren't as good as we thought, but
I don't really like this game at all. I don't really like anyone in this game. So
yeah,
the only guys I like in this game are, or I don't want to keep talking about Daniel Jones, but I'm not really on this game that much. So
yeah, no, I'm just saying sit Daniel Jones. I know there's a lot of bye week, you know, quarterback replacements. I'd play Carr over Daniel Jones.
I would play Carr, Tua, Matt Ryan all over both quarterbacks in this game.
Okay. Yeah. So I,
especially Tua and Matt Ryan.
Do you play Mac Jones over?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So that my sit at quarterback is Daniel Jones. A lot of guys have been streaming him.
Yeah, I agree with it. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw him ranked at 12, and I just thought that was way too high for what I think he's going to finish. Unless maybe he runs in a couple touchdowns because they don't have Barkley.
He's forced to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I. Go ahead.
Maybe he's a little more timid after that concussion. Maybe, I don't know. Just anything Jason Garrett does, I'm not too excited with him being the offensive coordinator there, but unless it's clapping. But I feel like I could see Darnold maybe doing okay. That's the only guy I feel like could be sneaky, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just too high on him this year.
The only guys I would play, and this is more of a DraftKings thing, but I think they're both good for season long too. I like Chuba this week. I think it's a good spot for Chuba. On DraftKings, he's only 6,100. And then Sterling Shepard. I mean, just volume. He's going to get a lot of work. I think the Giants go down in this game. And I think they'll just have to throw the ball a lot. And Shepard's going to be the guy now. So I like that as like a secondary stack on DraftKings. And I like both those guys, especially with bye week stuff. Like, just you can play both those guys in your season long games. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't I like that.
Anything else on those guys?
No, I think I'm going to go with Panthers winning this game. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm going Panthers.
I think as well.
Panthers defense could be a sneaky play. My defenses and stuff, it's been brutal too, but I'll hop into that next game, Phil.
Yep, so the next game we have Cincinnati at Baltimore. The Ravens are favored by 6.5. And Jordan, you have a sit in this game.
Yeah, so it's like a Trent said, it's tough this week. Sits at quarterback are always tough. It's even harder this week. But I'm just going to go out and say I think you can sit Joe Burrow this week. He's in a tougher matchup for Burrow compared to some of the ones he's been in. The Ravens are only allowing 20, they're on the 20th most. So they're a bottom or a top 10 team in hardest matchups for quarterbacks. Fantasy wise, Cincinnati has a minus 9%, O-line advantage according to PFF in the pass game, but they have a 44% advantage in the run game. In the run game. So huge advantage in their run game on the O-line, a disadvantage in the pass game. Baltimore's a lot weaker against the run. I think they just lean on Mixon here. They're on the road. I think they lean on Mixon. And a Baltimore defense that really just shut down Herbert. Probably one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now.
Yeah.
Just straight shut him down.
Herbert.
So I think they kind of use this.
No,
go ahead.
Just Chargers totally killed. I finished last in DraftKings tournament last week. Herbert, Eckler, Keenan Allen just totally thrashed me. Like, you know, it was bad. That's just all I was going to say.
I think this is a Baltimore defense that struggled a little bit earlier on. But I think there were some injuries involved in that. I think Marlon Humphrey is starting to play a lot better. I think that just defense in general is starting to play a lot better. This Baltimore team is just starting to play a lot better. I just think this is kind of one of those tough weeks for Burrow, right? Like, he's been playing well. I think this could be the letdown game for Burrow. So
what do you think about, like, I can't believe I'm saying this, like Devonta Freeman in a DraftKings lineup or like a Le'Veon Bell? Like, you think those guys maybe fall into the end zone this week? Again?
I wouldn't do it. It's just tough. Like, there's three guys. Like, if you're just for like advice on DraftKings, like if you're gonna like take chances on that,
yeah,
receiver position is the way to do
it.
Don't do it at the running back position because it's so much like there's good running backs this week. Joe Mixon's only 6,500. I think he's a great play on DraftKings this week.
Okay.
Awesome. So who, if we're good there, who do you guys have? Jordan?
I'm going to take Baltimore.
I'm taking Baltimore as well. They're just playing too good right now.
They are, and this is embarrassing, but I'm going to go with an upset. I'm going to go with I'm going with Cincinnati.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. I'm kind of nervous about that. They did just shut down Herbie. But who knows? All right, moving on to the next one. We have Kansas City at Tennessee. The Chiefs are favored by 5.5, and the line is at 57. Trent, you actually have something going on in this game.
I know the guy said he was a little sick from Chipotle, but I'm going with AJ Brown. He had a good game last week. Yeah, not a good game for AJ Brown, but I think he's going to get going right now. Like Julio's a little banged up with the hamstring. I think this is going to be a better game. We throw Kansas City Chiefs as game of the week every week, Jordan. Do you think this is going to be another game of the week? The Titans just upset the Bills. Like, would you be shocked if the Titans totally came out and won this game? I don't think they are, but the game
I would be shocked, but this is going to be...
It is in Nashville. So I think if...
It's going to be a great game.
Yeah, if Julio Jones doesn't play, which I don't think he will, he's a little old, you know, hamstring, or is it quad or hamstring? I don't remember. But I just think this guy... You can't quit on AJ Brown. Like, this guy is going to end up just, if he scored 2 touchdowns this week, it would not surprise me. You know, Derrick Henry's tearing it up. AJ Brown could have a great game with only 4 catches. He's that type of a player, you know? So I think AJ Brown's going to go off versus Kansas City. It's not a rivalry for Kansas City, but Tennessee hates Kansas City. You know, they've knocked him out of the playoffs and stuff. So, I believe Tennessee struggling with Mariota beat them too that one time.
Yeah, and Chiefs are pretty banged up on defense right now as well, with an already struggling defense. So it's not, they just got a pretty good shot there.
Probably more of just a gut call, which I know isn't good, but Brown he didn't score a touchdown last week. So he had 7 catches for 91 yards. I just think the volume's going to start getting there. I still don't feel quite confident in playing Tannehill, but AJ Brown just has not been very good since week one. I think he finally, does he have a touchdown in the season? He only has 1 touchdown on the season. So I think he gets a touchdown this week. I think he finally puts up those numbers for why you drafted him, where you drafted him. You know, you have to remember before Julio was there, we were talking like this guy was going to be wide receiver number one on the season. If Julio doesn't play, especially, I would not be surprised if AJ Brown just goes off this week. They're going to try to run the ball with Derrick Henry. I think they're going to have to throw. So,
see, I disagree. I just think so. I think this game is awesome for fantasy points. Like, it's probably going to be the most popular game on DraftKings, and the Tennessee side will probably be more popular because they're cheaper. But I think it's a Derrick Henry game too. But I think it's okay. I think it can be a Derrick Henry game and an AJ Brown game, just because of the way they concentrate their volume, right? Tannehill's looking, especially if Julio's out, like, they don't throw to anyone else.
Yeah.
And Henry's been involved in the pass game a lot more now.
No tight end there.
Derrick Henry at 92. Yeah, Derrick Henry at 9,200 on DraftKings is just probably too cheap in this high total of a game.
You can't.
AJ Brown, 6,300 on DraftKings. Like,
yeah. You can't not put Henry in your lineup right now. He's way too hot right now. I don't know if anyone's played this good of on football DraftKings, in 5 games.
Yeah. I don't mind, to be honest, like, doing some weird stack where, like, you don't play the quarterbacks, but you play Henry, Brown, and then, like, a Kelce or Tyreek, and then just play, like, a cheap stack. So, like, if you want to do, like, stack, like, Matt Ryan, Calvin Ridley with my, you know, that game, or, you know, find another game where it's, like, a cheap quarterback, cheap stack, and then throw, like, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, Tyreek, mm-hmm. or A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, Kelce, and just try to do some type of like little mini game stack that way. But yeah. I really like this game a lot. I think you obviously are playing all your guys in season long. So what about Mecole Hardman, Trent? That's one that what do you do with Hardman? On DraftKings, he's nice to play because he's always cheaper than the rest of the Chiefs. But in season long, do you think he's playable?
at some point, someone has to catch the ball over there. I think this week he's playable. Normally, I kind of want to wait and see, but the circumstances, I think Mecole Hardman is playable in season long this week.
Well, you were talking about like Donovan Peoples-Jones. I would much rather play Mecole Hardman over Peoples-Jones just because of the game environment and the quarterback he has.
Yeah. With Baker, I might argue with you a little bit, but definitely not with Case. But yeah, Mecole, I think you have to play him this week, especially
and Darryl,
bye weeks. You're playing Darryl Williams.
And Darryl Williams, too. You got to play Darryl Williams.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like Darryl Williams on DraftKings. He's 5,800. I think there might be better guys. Like Chuba's $300 more. Joe Mixon and Daryl Henderson are kind of, go up a little more money. They're in that range. I don't know if I like him on DraftKings as much, but you're definitely playing him in season long.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. You got anything else you want to make?
Where do you think? Sorry. Can I ask just a prediction here from Jordan? Where do you expect Darryl Williams to fall this week, Jordan? 15 to 20?
Yes, 15 to 20, I think.
Yeah.
They're throwing more passes to Darryl Williams than they did to Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah. They liked
Williams in the past game before. And I will say this, the strength of that Titans defense is their run game. They're way better against the run than they are. Like, they're 19th in fantasy points allotted to the running backs. They're sixth to the quarterbacks and first. They give up the most fantasy points to the wide receiver position. Mm. I think this is a really good game for Tyreek and Kelsey. And I don't know if they'll be as effective on the ground necessarily, but I think Williams could get it done through the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if those guys are banged up, he might even have a chance to get a little bit more. But it's not really clear, at least not now, how bad it actually is. So, all right, moving on here.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I want the Titans back. I just don't see Kansas City losing.
I'm going to go KC.
Is it possible to go back and say that I'm going to take the Ravens and then take the Titans in this game?
No.
It'd probably be about all right, the same
in my
thing.
Heart. In my heart. In
no,
my
no,
heart.
No, no, no. Trent, you agree. What's your
what are, yeah.
What did you say you wanted to take the Ravens over?
I was taking the Bengals over the Ravens, but I would rather go, since you guys are both going this game, I feel a little bit better about going Tennessee over Kansas City than I do the Bengals over the Ravens.
If you want to give them one crazy call, do we really want to start playing these games every week, Phil?
No, I'm just saying I'm going back on one game. I'm going back. So, Jordan, put me down for Baltimore. Put me down for Baltimore over the Bengals. And I am going Tennessee over the Chiefs.
Okay, we'll give you this.
I'll give it to him. We'll let him do it this one time.
I don't want this happening five times every week.
This is the thing. Daddy's getting strategic here. I gotta catch up to Trent. Jordan, I'm our only hope. Okay, you're four games back. You're not catching up.
But the problem is, Phil, I just want to beat you.
It's kind of like that bear. It's that bear argument. Like I'm not faster than a bear, but I'm faster than you type deal.
I don't want to get last. So like I'll catch you first, and then I'll worry about Trent.
Coming from the guy that said I wouldn't trust him with a 10-foot pole. We're still all shaking our heads, confused at what you meant by that.
Let's move on. Next game, Phil. Go to your Jets.
Jets at Patriots. The Patriots are favored by 7. I really need to win out of the Jets or else I'm going to be egged. And the line is at 42.5.
What's the game line on that bet again?
42.5.
It's 7.5.
Oh, it's 7. No, 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 no. It's 7. I think it's just 7.
We have it online at our website at www.dfantasyfootballdudes.com.
But Trent has been wrong before. Our Ruggs and Isaiah Jones bet was targets, and Trent didn't know. So let's just move on to this game. Jets at Patriots. Again, the Patriots are favored by 7, and the line is at 42.5. Jordy, you have some action in this game. Why don't you go ahead and break that down
for us?
Let's
not spend too much time on this game.
My star of the week at running back is Damian Harris. Jets are the best matchup fantasy-wise for running backs. They allow 33.25 points a game to running backs. He's not playing a ton of snaps. Like if you look at his last week, he's playing like 38%, low 40%, but he's getting the ball like 15 times a game. So when he's out there, they're giving them the ball. he is their guy to kind of run the clock down. He's there when they're up in games. They're going to give him the ball. He's not the pass-catching guy. Looks like that's Ramondre Stevenson at this point. But I just think this is a game where they go up. He's their goal line back, clearly. Like, when he's healthy, he's their goal line back. They're going to throw him in there at the goal line. I think he gets maybe 80 yards. He could go up over 100 if they really are up. If they're up two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, I could see him clearing 100 yards, at least one touchdown. I like Damian Harris a lot this week. It's the best matchup you're going to get from a guy like Damian Harris. And to be honest, it probably comes at a good time for a lot of guys with other guys on bye weeks. Maybe Damian Harris was kind of their third running back. It's a perfect matchup for him at the perfect time for probably a lot of people.
What you have a sit in here too, Jordan. Like, I'd play Jacoby Myers. I think you'd play Hunter Henry. Jonnu Smith's getting, like, they're throwing him like screen passes. I don't really know what they're doing with him over there, but yeah, I
don't think he has.
He doesn't have a sit.
Oh, I thought you had a
sit. I don't have a sit here.
Okay.
We were just talking about, like, Jacoby Myers. Like, do they need to throw the ball at all here? I don't know. I feel like this is kind of like a run game type of game.
You didn't want to sit Corey Davis? But,
oh, shoot. You are right, Trent. Thank you. I was not thinking. Yes, so Corey Davis. Thank you. That was an audible from this morning. I originally had OBJ as my sit, but I don't want to give out another hurt guy sit. So as a
we've
sit,
done
so,
that too much.
Thank you, Trent.
Yeah.
Wow, Trent was right. Yeah,
Phil was saying this
for a guy who didn't want to spend too much on.
So real quick, I'll make a quick short and sweet. Corey Davis, I think he's a tough New England defense. I just don't want to trust his Jets offense. And I get, like, Corey Davis has struggled in harder matchups or in easier matchups. Like, outside of his one game against Tennessee and kind of week one against Carolina, I mean, he's got under 50 yards in the other three games. This game kind of reminds me of the Denver game a little bit for them, where he had 10 targets, but he only had 5 catches for 41 yards. I'm not huge on Corey Davis this week. I hope, like, Hardman would rather play Mecole Hardman than Corey Davis.
I agree with that. I don't know if that's hot or not.
Yeah.
Mecole's got to come
eventually. Even though he's like the fourth guy in that offense compared to the number one guy for the Jets. And plus, you're going to get Jamison Crowder off a bye week more healthy, Elijah Moore healthier off a bye week. I just think there's other guys. But yeah, we can move on. There's my sit.
Anybody taking the Jets, Phil? Are you taking the Jets?
I am not. I don't know why. This is preseason. This is the thing. This is preseason. I wish I could. Can we just do like a mulligan on one of our egg bets?
No.
All right. Well, Najee Harris is still in a good spot, so I'm feeling good about that. Let's just. I'm going the Patriots. Jordan, Trent, what are you guys going?
All right. An egg bet is we make a bet that loser has to crack an egg on their head. We have all our egg bets on our website. I'm going New England as well. Phil, what's our next game?
So our next game, we have the Washington football team at Green Bay. Green Bay is favored by 8, and the line there is at 49.
You're playing Terry McLaurin, you're playing Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Jones is going to have a big game this week. I think he's kind of a buy low candidate right now, personally. Playing Davante Adams, Washington football team running backs are kind of a mess. Ricky Seals-Jones, anyone else? It seems like that Green Bay defense is getting a little better every week. They keep adding pieces that are looking like they're trying to make a run, late season run. Anything.
If you have the Washington football running backs, though, you got to start them. I think we talked about that, so, at least right now. Go ahead,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, you do.
Obviously, if Gibson is out, McKissick's a total lock.
Yep.
But even in this game, if we think Washington's down, they're going to use McKissick in the pass game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I also kind of like Tonyan in this game a little bit. It might not be a bad game for Tonyan. I like RSJ. I think both those guys are nice, cheap plays on DraftKings at the tight end position. Question, Trent, on DraftKings, you probably can't fit both Derrick Henry and Devontae this week.
Yeah, I don't think so.
If you could pick one, who would you play? They're both in great matchups because Devontae's in a great matchup.
I think I'd play Henry. He's just, I don't know if anyone's had this hot of a run. I think just play him till he runs out.
So obviously you got to play Devontae every week in season long.
Yeah.
But I played Devontae in my main DraftKings lineup last week, kind of got away with it, but they're just not throwing the ball a lot. And that's the issue. Like, his amount of targets he gets, like, his target share is good. Everything looks good, but when they're up in games, they're content to just run the clock. So I wonder if this is a game where they get up early, they're just not going to throw the ball a lot. And they're not using him the exact same way. Like, they threw an Alan Lazard, like, little, like, one-yard touchdown pass, shovel pass. Mm-hmm. That's Devontae last year.
Yeah.
So I just don't know. Like, obviously, you're playing Devontae every week in your season long. I'm just not sure if he's, like, quite the guy he was last year in terms of, like, the way they're using him. And the amount of time, they're just not throwing the ball a lot. They seem more content to just run the ball, where last year I feel like Aaron Rodgers on a mission to where he was going to throw the ball a ton all game last year.
Yeah. No, you're right. We'll see. Apparently, you see Tom Brady said, apparently Aaron Rodgers, a shareholder of the Chicago Bears. But,
it would have been a better joke if he wasn't reading it off a script. Yeah. It looked like he wrote it before. It's like, Brady, dude, come on. You don't have to read it off your wristband there. It was
I got Green Bay in this game. If there's anything else you guys want to touch on.
Yeah.
Packers.
Just for the record, like, to my point, like, Aaron Rodgers hasn't thrown 40 times in a game this year.
Yeah.
What did you say Devontae's cost was?
Nine something, right?
I have it right here.
Jordan. It's right here. He is 8,900.
I think you have to go Derrick Henry. I think you have to go Derrick Henry. Especially, isn't the Chiefs defense like number one to running backs right now?
Yeah.
The Washington defense is not great, but I think you're still even with that, if you think about that matchup, I think even leans Derrick Henry a little bit more.
I mean, Rodgers threw the ball 23 times last week.
Yeah, I think Aaron Jones have a big game. You might be able to play him.
Yeah.
If you can squeeze him in there somehow.
Yeah.
I'm going Packers.
I'm taking Green Bay.
Packers. Green
Bay. All right, next game, Phil.
All right, cool. Let's move on here. So we have Detroit in LA. We got, as Trent likes always to say, a revenge game here for our boy Jared Goff. And the Rams.
You had this game highlighted, Phil.
And Stafford, and so did Jordan with Sean McVay. The Rams are favored by 15, and the line is at 50.5. I think this is the biggest spread. Oh, no, it's not the biggest spread, actually. You would think it would be the biggest spread, but it is not. So we have a 15-point spread, and we have a 17.5-point spread. This is our second biggest spread with Detroit coming into Los Angeles. Trent, you have a start in this game. I'll let you
go
here.
Yeah. So Sunday, believe it or not, is National Tight End Day. Didn't know if you guys knew that. And so I am starting Tyler Higbee. Or Tyler Higbee is my start of the week. I think Matt Stafford goes off. I think he's going to get Tyler Higbee a touchdown. You could start anybody on the LA Rams. It's not a hot take. Daryl Henderson's going to go off. Matt Stafford's going to light these guys up. I truly believe that. So that might be the DraftKings play to make, is Matt Stafford. I don't know. I don't know what his cost is. But yeah, I have Tyler Higbee as a start of the week. I think he gets in the end zone this week. I think he's a 15-point play. So
he
hasn't really had a big game this week. Detroit's not that good. I think Stafford's really going to pass the ball around this week and just kind of light up his old team.
So the issue is but they're going to get up. They're going to get up so early. You don't think they just pound the rock? Like, I love Daryl Henderson this week.
I love everything.
Yeah. So like all the Rams, like
I just love everything. Oh, that is so dumb.
Henderson's probably going to be extremely popular on DraftKings. He's 6,600. Cooper Kupp's 8,300. So I think you could probably maybe work the Derrick Henry and Cooper Kupp in there together instead of Devontae. I like Cooper Kupp this week a lot. Yeah, the Rams.
Here's the only thing I'll say, Jordan, is the for going up 15 points, like, I don't think you do all of that on the ground. I mean, maybe you do. Maybe
no,
you
no,
do.
No, no. But once they get there, I agree. I think the whole second half could be just the Daryl Henderson show. But you're right. Early on, it's going to be Stafford's going to...
It's going to be Stafford. And I think the other thing, too, call me an idiot, but the Detroit you're Lions have played stupid games, have played stupid games where they've kind of stuck into it, and people have had to continue throwing on them. With that said, I agree with what you're saying.
And Henderson, they literally want to play him, like, all the time. So I think he's fine. Didn't he have, like, a 25-yard... receiving touchdown last week?
Yeah.
He's super involved through the air, too, right now.
Yeah. Hendo?
Which makes me feel so much better that Trent has to play Sony Michel.
Hey, don't be surprised if he has Henderson to get some garbage time touchdowns this week, Jordan.
Oh, shoot. I shouldn't have said that.
What goes around comes around, or can I get a karma call, Phil?
If someone says caramel on this podcast again, I will be released. All right.
Hey, is there anyone hold on, anyone on the Lions?
Hawkinson,
like, season long, you're still playing
Swift. Hawk
and Swift, right? Yep. And Swift, they're gonna be in good, like, a good game script for the pass game. So
yeah,
don't be surprised if Aaron Donald goes light on Jared Goff. They were buddies.
No.
We're
all going LA Rams, Phil. You have a love for the Lions too. Like, you basically like them more than the
Lions don't even get close to the spread. That's the problem. It's just
I was gonna ask you if you thought they covered the spread or not, Phil.
No.
We'll give you the spread, Phil. Go for the Lions to cover the spread. We'll give you the win on that.
There's no way.
I'll count it.
All right, you'll count it? No, there's no
I'll count it as a win if the Lions cover the spread. If you want to take that.
Give you two. We'll give
He's
you
thinking
two.
About it.
We'll give him two.
Will
wins.
You give me two? Will you?
No.
It's two. I'll take it.
No. It's not two. It's just a win. It's one win. If
this is
the Lions
taking too
spread.
Long. We're not giving it to you. You had to have jumped all.
No, give me a second.
No. He's Googling something.
All right. Now. I'm taking it.
So he's going
I'm
the spread.
Yeah.
Okay. So he gets
and
two.
If they push, what is it?
It's just one.
No, if they push, it's just one.
Yeah.
No, if they push, so I think the Rams will win, but if they push, it's also a win for me.
Yeah, know what I'm saying? If the Lions cover the 15 on the dot, like if they lose by 15.
I think it's still a win for me.
Okay. Technically, it's a push, but yeah, so I don't know how that would work. Okay. So you're taking Detroit.
Detroit spread.
To cover 15, yes. The number we're going with?
Yeah.
To cover 15.
Okay. There's no way Stafford lets those guys get out of there without by 15. It's going to be way worse.
Nah, it'll be fine. You think it's going to be way worse than 15, Trent?
All right, move on.
No, move on.
We're not talking about the Lions anymore.
All right.
Come on, host.
Bears.
All right, we have the Philadelphia Eagles at the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are favored by 3. And the line is right there at 49. Honestly, that favoring at 3, I don't know, Jordan. That kind of seems low to me.
So what? Remember we talked about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, though. That's a home game, so they're favored by 3. But even still,
you know what this means? That Las Vegas thinks they're essentially neutral. It's a neutral. It's an even team.
They might be better without Gruden
because. Because so basically what they're saying is if you played it on a neutral site, this would be a pick'em game.
So I think this is what you go like, on, right? Don't you feel pretty good about the Raiders in this game? Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
I think you start Carr. I hate saying that. Could be a big Josh Jacobs game. He was almost my start of the week. I thought it was too obvious with the options out there. Playing Jalen Hurts. I'm still not a Miles Sanders guy. Can't get myself to want to start him. Dallas Goedert, if he plays, I believe he's playing this week, right? I think he could be a lock every week now, big time. Like, that's a big play now that Ertz is gone. Devonta Smith. The Eagles receivers really aren't, like, I'm not loving any of them. It's kind of a feast or famine. Anyone else you guys want to really talk about in this game?
I will say this, Trent. If you were going to play Miles Sanders ever, this is the week to do it.
Okay. I like Ruggs. Bryan Edwards has got to get involved more. I said that on Monday. Like, he had that one-handed 50-yard catch. Like, the guy, he makes plays. I don't know why they don't give him the ball more. Maybe they start throwing more without Gruden.
I kind of like this game on DraftKings, too. I think it's just two secondaries that aren't that, like...
It could be a fun game.
I think. Yeah, it could be a fun game. Like I said, I like Hurts a lot this week. I think you're obviously playing Hurts. I think Derek Carr is fine. I think if you need Derek Carr, you can play Derek Carr. It's an Eagles defense that isn't great. Yeah, and like you said, Goddard's good. I think this Eagles team is better than what people think they are. So, and I think that's what I mean. Phil, they literally gave the Bucs everything they could handle like 2 weeks ago, right? Or we can whenever that was.
A week ago.
Was Thursday night, right?
Yeah,
a week ago. And I think that's where, like, and the Raiders, who did they play last week? They beat the, or they lost. No, they won, but who did they?
Yeah, the Broncos. Raiders won last Broncos. Week. Yeah.
Broncos, yeah.
I think the Raiders are a good team. I don't think they're terrible.
Not terrible. That's your definition of a good team. They're not terrible.
I would say the Eagles
are
not
the Jets. They're not the Jets, so they're a good team.
They're number two. They have a better record than the Chiefs right now.
But do you actually think they're a better team than the Chiefs?
No, but they do have a better record. And there's a decent chance, if you look at the rest of their season, they have a chance to go to the playoffs.
I think they're better without Gruden.
They do.
I think their offensive play calling will be better without Gruden. I think Ruggs and Bryan Edwards will get more involved, even though Gruden talked him up all offseason. I don't know.
They should be throwing the ball to Darren Waller 12 times a game, though, and they're not. Yeah.
I mean, it's a bummer of a situation that happened to them, but I think their team is – I think they're a good team, and I think I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'm taking the Eagles to win this game. Okay. So
I'm going to go Raiders.
Raiders.
All right, next game, Phil.
All right, let's move on here. So the next game that we have is the Bears at Tampa Bay. The Bucs are favored by 12.5, and the line there is at 47. Jordy, you have a start in this game.
Starting your Bucs. I think Leonard Fournette.
Yes, go.
I'll just say, I think Leonard Fournette might be like a league winner this year, right? Like, guys got him late in drafts. He's going off. You have to start your Bucs receivers. You're starting Brady. I think that's all we have to say about the Bucs. You can go into your start, Jordan.
So we have my start this week is Allen Robinson. And I know this is a little ugly. And trust me, it's not something that I want to do. But it is, I mean, Tampa Bay is one of the best matchups for wide receivers. So they allow the fourth most fantasy points of wide receivers. They get decimated through the air, but they're an elite run D, right? So they're pass funnel defense. They want teams to pass. And it goes with the game script of they're always going to be up. They're up in most games, so teams have to pass. You would think the Bucs are going to get up big in this game early, which means the Bears are going to have to throw the ball. And so A-Rob did see a little bit bump in targets last week. He was like 4 or 5. He bumped up to about 7 last week. And the Bears threw the most they have all year long. Fields finally threw the ball. He threw the ball 27 times, so more than 20 times. I think he gets up in the 30s this week. And if he does that, he's really only throwing the ball to Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney. They're just not throwing the ball a lot. So if we get Fields throwing the ball up in the mid-30s, I think we could see a 10-target game to A-Rob and see if he can put together like an 8-catch, 100-yard game, maybe getting the touchdown later in the game. So, yeah, I think it's fine. I think A-Rob's fine, especially with the week we're at, with all your bye weeks. Like, I would much rather play Allen Robinson than, like, the Mecole Hardman, Corey Davis, Jacoby Myers. I just think he's in a better spot, game script, matchup-wise, volume-wise.
Yeah, I'm just not trusting Fields yet, but I understand where you're coming from.
Well, they're going to have to throw the ball, right?
Yeah, they have to. And Fields has to figure it out, or... It's just that line's so bad.
They will not be able to run in this game.
No.
I'm assuming we're all going to go Bucs. So,
and Richard Sherman is not looking great at corner. I mean, no one's really looking great at passing defense on for the Bucks. So I agree with you. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you, Jordan. Don't test them, Trent.
No, Trent. This is like last week. Who did the Texans play last week? They played the Colts. The Texans lost 31-3. Cooks had like 8 catches for 90 yards. Yeah. It's the same type of thing. Like you can still get it done even if your team's losing by 25 points.
In fact, it's probably better.
It's better because they have to throw the ball.
Exactly.
You cannot run.
Okay. All right. I think we're kind of covering it up there. I think we're all going Bucks the Bucks unless across. There's something else you wanted to cover.
Just one quick note in this game on DraftKings. Chris Godwin is only 5,900. I think we could get a Godwin game. Like,
yeah, he's due.
Brady likes to kind of move it around. We've had the Evans game. We've had the big Antonio Brown game last week. I think we're going to get a Godwin game here. And I think his price is just too cheap on DraftKings.
I like that note.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Moving on here, the Texans at the Cardinals. The Cardinals, this is our biggest spread here. The Cardinals are favored by 17.5. No, I won't take the spread on this one. There is no chance I'm taking the spread on this one, and the line is at 47.5. So, Trent, you have a sit in this game.
I hate to go back-to-back, but I said sit Chase Edmonds last week versus the Browns because their run defense is just too good, and Jordan's going with the running back sit against the Browns this week. Chase Edmonds, he's a little beat up. His shoulder's beat up. He's been limited in practice. I think the Cardinals get up in this game, and I think they just turn it over to James Conner. I like James Conner a lot more in this game. I really like James Conner. I still think you should target him to trade for him. I just think they need to get him healthy. So I believe that the Cardinals win big. They turn over James Conner, get this guy healthy. They have their bye is week 12. It's a long season for the Cardinals. They're undefeated. So I don't think they're going to involve Edmonds. I don't think they need to. It's the Texans. So I think this is going to be a big DeAndre Hopkins game and J.J. Watt. So it's not a bold sit, but you probably spent, you know, you've been pretty happy with Edmonds. He still hasn't scored. I still don't think he's going to score this week, even though the matchup is good. I just think with the shoulder, they're going to rest him. That they're not going to give him late game work. It's going to go to Connor.
Yeah. That was something that I think I missed last week, Trent, while I was watching football in line at Disneyland. That was something I missed was the Edmonds not playing. I just looked it up. He only played 37% of snaps. That's definitely not good. He's for sure banged up. I'm still big on Edmonds long term, like the rest of the season. I think he's the better running back there. But yeah, my note is literally Edmonds, Connor are both the same price on DraftKings. One of them is probably in play. Mm-hmm. I just don't know which one. It's probably Connor now kind of after what you said. I think Hopkins is fine. What about Zach Ertz? First game with the Cardinals.
So he went to the Cleveland game, I guess, and he sat next to Kyler Murray on the airplane flight back, and Kyler said it really helped. They got to know each other, kind of went over the offense. So there's just a lot of there's not enough footballs for that offense. Ertz will have his moments. Max Williams had, I think, two big games. So I don't know if this is Zach Ertz's game. Maybe late in the game they just get Ertz involved. I don't hate taking a flyer on him. He's been there since what, Friday? So he hasn't even been there a week yet.
Yeah. I want to know what are Vegas odds right now for the Cardinals being in the Super Bowl?
I will look. Let me get back to you on that. While I'm looking for this, I will say that I do like Brandon Cooks here. I think it is perfectly fine to play Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and I'm going to say take the Texans. Is there anything else we should cover on that? I think you could play Rondale Moore, maybe. Kyler Murray didn't have a great game last week, though, I don't think.
I don't expect that to not against the Texans.
Hopkins is playable, like I said. Oh, no, he had 25 points. Yeah, you're playing Murray, and honestly, you're probably playing Chase Edmonds looking at the waiver wire and stuff, right? But that's just my sit of the week. So I'm taking the Cardinals. I'm assuming everyone else is.
Cardinals. Yeah, everyone's taking the Cardinals. I want to hear. Well, we can move on while Jordan's pulling this up.
Hold on. So Arizona is plus 850 to win the Super Bowl. I don't know when these odds are from. Yeah, it's from like Tuesday. Bucks are plus 500. Bills plus 700. KC plus 700. Rams plus 800. The Cardinals opened at plus 4,000, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
To win. Now they're down to plus 850, so.
They would still have to get through the Bucks or the Bucks, Packers, or Rams, so that's still a pretty tough
that's
time.
That's the issue.
Like,
yep.
It is tough, but, man, they look pretty good through 6 weeks.
Their defense is really good.
Yeah, and Chandler Jones was hurt last week. He was on the COVID list last week. He's not going to be playing this week. So next week it'll be good to see, because I think you said they don't have a bye until week 12, right? Yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
All right, let's move on here. We have Indianapolis at San Francisco. San Francisco is favored by 4, and the line is at 44.5. We don't have any start sits in this game. Anything you guys want to touch on here? We are going to see
Jonathan Taylor's
Jimmy G
playable.
Back in the lineup. Jonathan Taylor, uh-oh. Jimmy G is back in the lineup. Go ahead.
Sorry, that's not our DraftKings slate. So I was talking about that. Of course you're playing Jonathan Taylor, but yeah, I don't.
Yeah, this is not on the.
There's nothing I love in this game. What? Maybe Pittman.
What are we doing with Elijah Mitchell? What are we doing with Elijah Mitchell here?
I don't know.
So he played 66% snaps week 5, and they went on the bye. I'm trying to figure out.
This week you're playing him, I assume, unless Shanahan's so hard to figure out.
So he went and back. He came back from injury, played 70% of snaps. Sermon only played 3% snaps. Who else played in that backfield, Trent?
Is it Haskell or Haskins? What is that, guys?
I can pull it up here.
They give Juszczyk some...
Okay, so Juszczyk played a ton, Trent.
Yeah.
He played 65% of snaps.
Yeah, they've been using
him. So basically, whenever Mitchell wasn't out there, they played Juszczyk. So I think Mitchell is a good play this week, mm-hmm. especially with the situations we're in with bye weeks and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You think Juszczyk is a good play this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Mitchell's okay. a good play. Yeah. I think Mitchell's a good play this week. I think, is Wentz playable, or you think it's just too tough?
I don't want to play him. He's
looked good.
He has looked better. I just want to see a little bit more, I think, before I jump into the fire with Carson Wentz.
And then I think like you said, Pittman's fine, especially T.Y. didn't practice, so I think Pittman's fine. Obviously, Debo's fine. So, yeah, we don't need to spend much time in this game.
I'm going to go with Colts. I just don't know what's going on in San Francisco.
Man, Trent's been against himself because we have that little San Francisco 11 wins.
With the quarterback stuff.
Under 11 wins bet.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that one, Trent?
Well, that was a preseason deal, so I'm not feeling great right now. But if I could win in the whole, week-by-week matchup, that's probably, a little bit more than, before the season started.
That's a fair point. That's how I feel about the Jets.
No.
The good thing is I'm going to be on the right side of both these, so it's a good thing right here.
Yeah, go, Phil.
I am going... This one is tough.
Phil, we got to do it for our bet. Come on.
I'll go Colts.
I'm going Colts too.
I was going to see him go Niners right now.
All right. Monday night.
All right. Last game here. We have a Monday night football game. Trent, I think that's what you were about to say. We have New Orleans in Seattle. Man, Seattle's getting some great airtime when they're just looking the absolute worst. The Saints are favored by 5 in Seattle. And the line is at 43. Trent, you have a sit in this game.
Yeah. Are you playing anyone?
Go over it real quick.
Are you playing anyone besides DK Metcalf? Pro Football Focus has Tyler Lockett ranked at wide receiver 19. I feel like that's way too high with Geno Smith at quarterback. I am not interested in playing Tyler Lockett. I don't trust him with a 10-foot pole. So I'm not playing. I say sit Tyler Lockett. I think I'd rather take a chance on a waiver wire guy maybe this week. I normally waiver wires are tough, but I'm not Tyler Lockett without Russell Wilson. I'm not interested. I don't know what you guys think with that. Just I need to see Geno's not the guy. They're talking about bringing in Cam Newton. It's just I think Seattle's a mess. I don't want to play Alex Collins. I don't. They're talking about Rashad Penny maybe suiting up this week.
Penny might be okay. Unfortunately, I have to start DJ Dallas in a league, which is just a kick in the shins. But yeah, I mean, if Penny is available, I think Penny's okay to start. I'm not opposed to starting Penny in a weird week like this, and I think he'll play a lot.
This is a horrible matchup for the Seahawks.
Yeah, Saints are going to win.
It's a great matchup for the Saints.
I don't think five's enough points.
Is this Marquez Callaway week?
I think so.
I think you can play Marquez Callaway this week. After looking at just glancing at some stuff right now, his targets went up a lot in week five. They were on bye last week. He went from week three and four, five and two targets. He bumped up to 8 week five. His target share bumped up. His snap percentage bumped almost like 20% from the week before. Looks like they got Kenny Stills involved too last week. So his routes were a ton. Like he ran. I think this is a good Marquez Callaway week. I think we get a Jameis Winston to Marquez Callaway 70-yard bomb. The Seahawks, it's just they're bad against wide receivers. They're bad against running backs. I think this is we get a nice Kamara game right here, and I think we get a bomb from to Callaway. Yeah,
I don't trust Winston playing him in a game. I'm gonna go Saints win this. What are you guys going?
Saints.
I think I would rather have Bortles, I think, than Newton, to be quite honest with you.
All right.
Did Phil just pick against the Seahawks? This is the first week I think he's done that.
I hope his father-in-law doesn't listen to this episode.
All right, let me take it back. I'm going Seahawks.
Okay.
Are you?
Are you?
No, that doesn't work like that. Seahawks either win or...
Yeah. No. Seahawks. I hope my heart is with the Seahawks, but they're not winning.
Sleepless in Seattle. All right, guys. I am going to do we got some quick questions I'm going to do real quick here.
Oh, Trent, do we need a score prediction for that game, though?
We do that on Monday.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So we got some questions here. Gordon or Gaskin, half-point PPR for this Sunday? And this is from Preston the Great. It's pretty ugly. I think I'm going to go Gaskin, hoping maybe he catches some passes. Gordon, I think you're hoping he just falls in the end zone, right?
So I think the volume is there more for Gordon, the more secured volume.
Yeah.
But the game environment, I think, is a lot better for Gaskin.
This week especially. I would go Gaskin, but I sat him and he went off. So I go Gaskin.
It's ugly.
Like, is there anybody else? Like,
those were his two. Those were his two.
I gotta give an answer here. The problem is that Melvin Gordon was one of my sits this week, and I kind of lean Melvin Gordon there. So that tells you what I think about Myles Gaskin.
Okay. All right. And then we got another one from Ethan Z. Who is an RB or wide receiver that is considered to be top tier, is underperforming, but you would consider buying them low? I think AJ Brown is still a good trade target right now. He hasn't performed yet. I tried to trade for him in a league. The guy wasn't interested. He said he was too low of value. But I think AJ Brown, Calvin Ridley, maybe you can trade for.
Calvin Ridley is one that I would say.
Maybe Keenan Allen.
Yeah, the Keenan thing's weird though. I just don't know what to do with Keenan.
What about Chase Edmonds?
Yeah, I don't mind Chase Edmonds.
You might have been throwing Robert Woods into that bunch a couple weeks ago.
Maybe still. I don't know.
I'm just kind of looking. I don't mind like Chase Claypool.
Mm-hmm.
Claypool's not had that great of a year. Yeah. Allen Robinson, I guess, is someone too. Like, if you can really get him for cheap, you know?
Probably get him pretty cheap, maybe.
I don't. Saquon, I'm still going to be aboard the Saquon train. Like, I think he still has a good second half of the year. Maybe you can get Saquon for people who don't want to hold on to him through the injury.
There's people saying to drop him online on Twitter, and I'm just like, you guys are crazy. You can't drop Saquon. So you might be able to trade for Saquon. You're right. Maybe McCaffrey?
That's what I was just going to say. Maybe you get McCaffrey for a little bit less than what he's worth, just because, you know, one of the leagues that me and Trent is in together, there's guys saying that like McCaffrey's not going to play the rest of the year. Like, You know, so maybe there's people like that in your league, you know, who are just living in the living in fantasy land
and
just they're just living in actual fantasy land, and they think that Chuba Hubbard is better than Christian McCaffrey. So I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Last one. Trade full point PPR. He would receive Dalvin Cook and Miles Sanders. He's sending Mike Davis and Najee Harris.
He would get what?
Dalvin Cook. So this is from Ethan again. He would get Dalvin Cook and Miles Sanders, but he would trade away Mike Davis and Najee Harris.
I don't think I would do this one.
Do you think Mike Davis is better than Miles Sanders?
They're like the same. Is the problem?
That's what I'm saying. And Najee has
Mike Davis might get a goal line carry. I don't know if Miles Sanders will.
So Najee is the number three back. Is number three right now, season long. This is full point PPR that we're talking about in one of our leagues. He is the number three running. I wouldn't do it, especially with Dalvin Cook and all the injuries.
Healthy last week though. So you legitimately think you would rather have Najee Harris and Dalvin Cook? That's what you're saying, Phil.
No. What I'm saying is, let's say we put Dalvin Cook and Najee last year. Let's say I know Najee is a rookie, but let's say we were to put this into last year. I would rather have Dalvin Cook. This year, I'd rather have Najee.
What I'm saying. This year, you would rather have Najee. You were at the point where you would take Najee over Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
I still think I'm going to lean Dalvin Cook over Najee, so I actually think I'd do that trade. And I think Miles Sanders got a bump in snaps. Gainwell did not play a lot last week. It looks like they might start. I mean, I think he had over 11. He had the most carries he's ever had. I think he played the most snaps he's played all year. So I think Miles Sanders could be trending that way, as opposed to Mike Davis could be trending the other way with Patterson. So I think it's really close. I'd be curious what his record is in that league. You know, with trades, I'm not a big trade guy. It's coming up a lot in the past 24 hours about me not being a trade guy. I'll put that out there. I don't do trades. Like, I don't trade. So, but I will say the times where I have traded is if my record's bad. I want to mix things up, you know. So I'd be curious to see, you know, what his record is. Because that's a big deal, trading Najee. You know, it's a big shakeup. So it's kind of interesting to see what his record is. I would say if your record's, you know, you're just trying to mix things up. You're down the pack in the standings wise. I think it's okay to make that trade. But if you're in first place, you have a good record, I don't think it's necessary. I think you can just kind of roll with what you have. Yeah. That's just how I play fantasy football.
I like Dalvin Cook's offense better. I think there'll be more opportunity. The Vikings are playing for playoffs. I don't know if the Steelers will. Najee's going to continue to get volume. More touchdowns I think Dalvin Cook will get. I do like Mike Davis more than Sanders. I just think more goal line carries will go to Mike Davis. It's not a huge bump. They're pretty similar to me. So I feel like it's pretty even, but I lean that Dalvin Cook is better than Najee, and he's on a bye week. He looked healthy last week. I think he should be pretty healthy. So if you don't need to win right now, do the trade, and Dalvin Cook's on bye. If you don't need to win this week, I think you can do it. So what are you saying, Phil?
I would take a look at the matchups that you have the rest of the season too with Dalvin and Najee. I just did a quick search. I didn't see what the Vikings have, but I think that'd be worth looking into as well. Anyhow, we can end it on that. I can recap the start sits here. Jordan, I'm going to miss one of your starts and sits, and if you can fill that in for me, that'd be great. So starts, Trent has Matt Ryan, AJ Brown, Tyler Higbee. Jordan has Tua, Damian Harris, and Allen Robinson. Trent, Daniel Jones, Tyler Lockett, and Chase Edmonds. Trent sits, Daniel Jones, Tyler Lockett, Chase Edmonds, Jordan, Joe Burrow, running back duo, and then, Jordan, what was that again?
Corey Davis.
Corey Davis as our sits. Trent, I'll kick that back over to you. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on Monday. Remember, we got a DraftKings lineup in the link in the show notes. So we will see you guys on Monday. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.